No sign of inflation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates low this week, saying, nah, we're not worried about inflation. Well, a government report out a few minutes ago backs that up. Consumer prices were flat in July. In the past year, get this, prices have dropped more than they have in almost 60 years. You probably know President Obama wants to regulate banks more. Now we learn the administration wants big banks to pay more for those rules. From Washington, reporter Tamara Keith has more.
The administration reportedly wants to create a two-tiered pay-for-regulation system. The Washington Post says larger firms would pay more than they are currently paying, while smaller banks would face less of a burden. Under the proposal, unregulated institutions, like some mortgage lenders, will pay these types of fees for the first time. This would cover some of the costs to fund President Obama's Consumer Protection Agency. The thought is larger banks, because of their complexity, are harder to regulate, so they should pay a greater share. Perhaps not surprisingly, those banks don't love this proposal. A spokesman for the Financial Services Roundtable called the fees uneven and disproportionate. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
It's the end of the trading week. Let's check in on the markets. European stocks up about 0.5% this morning, as were Asian markets earlier in the day. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 added 0.7%, and the Dow rose 36 points, so it closed at 9,398. President Obama will probably run into protesters today. He'll go to Montana for a town hall meeting on health care. Have you noticed people who don't like the idea of government-run health insurance will often point to the UK as an example of what not to do? Well, that has the British on the defensive. Christopher Worth reports many Brits are rallying to defend their national health system, the NHS.
Kate Spall was interviewed about her negative experience with Britain's public health care system for a documentary earlier this year. The video actually ended up being used for an ad paid for by Conservatives for Patients' Rights. That's an American group lobbying against a public health care option that's been favored by President Obama. At last count, it was running about a $20 million campaign. Spall set up the Pamela Northcott Fund after her mother died of kidney cancer. It advocates for better access to innovative treatments in the UK, which her mother was initially denied. But Spall says her views were misrepresented in the ad.
You know, I am somebody who fights for those that are the vulnerable people in society. So to ally myself with an organization that's against universal health care is the polar opposite of what I believe in, because I believe it's a human right.
The UK's Department of Health has issued a three-page rebuttal to the Associated Press to clear up any misconceptions about the British system that Americans may have. There's even a Twitter campaign called We Love the NHS. It's now reported to have more than 1 million followers. Both Prime Minister Gordon Brown and Conservative leader David Cameron have tweeted their support. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
More trouble for the Boeing 787. The company's already postponed the jet's first flight. It's 2 years behind schedule. Now Boeing confirms it has stopped manufacturing part of its fuselage because of another production defect. Meanwhile, the 787's competitor just got some help. The British government has pledged $500 million to Airbus to help that company develop its A350 XWB.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
Yesterday, we told you about that weak retail sales report for July. Americans have pretty much quit buying stuff. But sometimes a product comes along that strikes just the right balance. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith went to the shoe store.
What if you could get in shape just by wearing something? That's the sales pitch for MBTs.
Okay, so we're going to set your heel back because
MBTs are funny-looking athletic shoes with thick, rounded bottoms. You kind of rock back and forth on them. Company trainer Rich Rowe says, if I wear them, my back will stop hurting, my stomach will stop pooching, and my legs will look more like Heidi Klum legs.
And just start walking.
Wow, okay.
So new muscles are being engaged on the outside of the ankles, Peroneals are getting stronger.
Homely as they are, toning shoes are the fastest growing category of footwear. Reebok, Skechers, Curves, and Avon all have versions. They're not cheap. They can cost a couple hundred dollars. But marketing expert Mary Lou Quinlan is not surprised to see them taking off, even in a recession.
As marketers, we're always looking for more benefit bang for the buck, and the recession calls for even a heavier dose of that. Get in shape without setting foot in a gym. Like, who doesn't want that?
In other words, now that we're strapped, we want our stuff to do more stuff. Hence the next big trend in toning shoes, making the clunky styles look good. FitFlops is focusing on that part of the market. The flip-flops tone your butt and legs in runway-worthy styles, says spokeswoman Katie Neiman.
The Electra, the sequin-smothered one. The Aurelia is a kind of corseted gladiator. The Snugger, which is a snow boot. Felt clogs and suede boots.
FitFlops expects sales to jump 70% this year. And MBT, which came up with the rounded heel concept, is rolling out a new set of styles next year that they say people can proudly wear in public. Marketer Mary Lou Quinlan says if toning shoes get pretty, she's sold.
I feel like, why not go for this? It might work. That's just it. Maybe it's hope. Maybe this is like cosmetics. You know, you never stop hoping that there's a quick fix solution.
Quinlan says people will always pay for a quick fix. I mean, getting Heidi Klum legs while you walk to the vending machine in style, that's recession marketing gold. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
You know, when I started in radio, you would just have to picture Stacey walking in a pair of those toning shoes, but no more. You can see it at our website, marketplace.org. And I just figured out why there's a snippet of Michael Jackson's Rock With You at the end of that. It just occurred to me. Also, we've got a new feature there at the website, College Confessions, where Marketplace staffers talk about the biggest money mistake we made when we were back in school. You can even try to match the radio person with their freshman photo at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.